From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will discuss his new initiatives to curb gun violence in remarks Tuesday at the White House. He works to detail to Americans the executive orders he says will not step on constitutional rights. Some of the measures first announced by the White House on Monday include expanded background checks, more enforcement of gun laws, increased mental health treatment, and more research into gun safety technology. President Obama presented the recommendations discussed during a White House meeting Monday with top officials, including U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey. Stay tuned to VOA. We'll bring you the latest on President Obama's comments. Iran unveiled a new underground missile depot Tuesday, inaugurated by the Speaker of Parliament, Ali Larijani, according to the Tasman News Agency, which is close to the Revolutionary Guard. A one-minute video of the facility broadcast on state television showed Iran's IMAD precision-guided ballistic missile, which was tested in October. The United States has said IMAD would be capable of carrying a nuclear payload and violates a 2010 UN Security Council resolution. Kuwait has joined other Saudi allies in taking diplomatic action against Iran after protesters angry about Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric stormed the country's embassy in the Iranian capital. The state-run KUNA news agency said Tuesday that Kuwait recalled its ambassador to Tehran and reiterated its support for all measures that Saudi Arabia takes to maintain its security. This is VOA News. Stock markets in China finished largely even in volatile trading Tuesday, a day after falling nearly 7% in a sell-off that spread to markets across the globe. The massive losses there Monday prompted officials to stop trading. VOA's Beijing correspondent Bill Ide said the market now appears to be on an even keel.
Analysts are telling us that this is largely because the government moved in to shore up stock prices, you know, funneled some money into the market to stabilize it. And that ended what we saw on Monday, the sharp decline. That said, it was up and down. It was a roller coaster ride again. And the uncertainty remains. One of the things that securities analysts that we've been talking to today have pointed out to us is the big question here is where is the economy going? And the answer to that is still very much unclear. And as long as that question, or as long as there's no clarity on that, this kind of turmoil in the market is likely to continue.
And that is VOA's correspondent Bill Lide. You can read more details on the financial markets in China at voanews.com. Sea deaths are likely to continue as migrants and refugees keep arriving in Europe. That's according to the United Nations. Joel Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
We have over a million arrivals this past year by sea. Our figure is 1,004,000 and change. The death toll remains what it was a week ago, 3,771 for 2015.
The latest warning from the UN comes as the bodies of 8 migrants, most of them children, washed up on Turkey's Aegean coast Tuesday after their boat apparently capsized as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos, according to Turkey's Dogan news agency. The Turkish Coast Guard discovered the bodies in a district at around 5 a.m. They rescued 8 other people after a search at sea. Indian forces searched an airbase in the northern Punjab state Tuesday for any possible holdouts from a Saturday attack by heavily armed gunmen that killed 7 security personnel. This is the Indian Defense Minister.
In this operation, 6 terrorists have been neutralized.
The minister adds that 2 bodies were recovered today and were badly burnt. He said DNA tests will be conducted for confirmation. Security officials have said a search at the strategic base in Pantakot town near the Pakistani border will continue until they are sure that the area is secure. Indian forces have killed 5 attackers, and it's not clear if any others remain. An alliance of more than a dozen militants called the United Jihad Council has claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.